The Baltimore Planning Commission today is going to take up Under Armour CEO Kevin Plank's controversial proposal to develop 160 acres of Port Covington. It's a massive $5.5 billion project that relies heavily on city financing. WYPR's John Lee reports that at least one city councilman believes it's inevitable that the project will get city approval later this year.
This is a pretty complicated deal, so much so that officials who are studying it can't agree if the city is about to give Sagamore, Kevin Plank's private development company, a huge tax break or not. City Councilman Eric Costello represents the neighborhoods around Port Covington.
This is not a tax break.
Councilman Carl Stokes sees it differently.
It is a tax subsidy.
This is all about $535 million in a so-called TIF, that's tax increment financing. The city would sell that much in bonds, and the bonds would be paid back with the property taxes the project generates, not from the city's general fund. Costello, who supports the project, says the TIF money would pay for horizontal development.
That's infrastructure like roads, sidewalks, bridges, medians, trees.
Once the infrastructure is in place, Sagamore can go vertical with the buildings, and that will generate the tax money to pay off the bonds. Once that happens, then the taxes from Port Covington would go to the city. So, the city gets off scot-free, right? Councilman Stokes says no. For one thing, Stokes says the city will have to maintain the site until the project begins generating tax revenue, which will be years.
Policing, fire, recreation, maintenance of the trees and the parkland, snow removal.
Stokes says he hasn't decided how he'll vote on Port Covington, but he expects it to get the green light later this year. He calls it a greased deal because city officials have said they will get it done. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake said in a statement to WYPR she supports the project because it will mean thousands of jobs and millions of dollars in tax revenues. Also, the TIF bonds will not be issued all at once and will be reviewed each time. Councilman Stokes says the job now is to cut the best deal for Baltimore before the city signs off on Port Covington.
We came here just to hear your voices, and so we're going to be listening to you.
That's Howard Henderson, president of the Greater Baltimore Urban League, which held a forum in West Baltimore to find out what people want from the deal. Arlene Fisher, president of the Lafayette Square Association in Harlem Park, wants affordable housing. Sagamore is promising 10% of the housing will be affordable. Fisher says it should be 20% at least.
I don't want this to be a gated community that we funded.
Also this week, the organization BUILD, Baltimoreans United for Leadership Development, called for Sagamore to give 51% of all jobs at Port Covington to city residents. And they want that in writing. BUILD co-chair Reverend Andrew Foster Connors says lots of good jobs were promised in past projects.
Now, what did these projects all have in common? Mm-hmm. Goals but no guarantees. Yeah, yes. Promises that were never kept.
Alicia Wilson, vice president for community affairs for Sagamore, says a citywide workforce development plan will be unveiled in a week or two.
If people can be employed in this city in good paying jobs to allow for them, whether they live in West Baltimore, East Baltimore, South Baltimore, if they are employed and progressive, that is the biggest benefit I think you can give to this city.
Plank plans to move Under Armour's headquarters to Port Covington, as well as build stores, a hotel, businesses, and 7,500 residences. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.